Thank you. Welcome to the conference call for our half-year results. The agenda for today, first of all, I would like to give you some remarks on the interim report for the figures on the first half-year of 2006, which looks quite nice. Then the forecast, and perhaps a little surprisingly, our new acquisition, the Galeria Bałtycka, some impressions on that, and then we come to Q&A. First, short overview what happened in the second quarter. We had the groundbreaking ceremony as well as the laying of the foundation stone for the Stadtgalerie Hameln, so construction really started now. Over 60% of the space is already pre-let. Opening is still scheduled for spring 2008. And the second issue is that we disposed Etrembières in April. Coming to the figures, the overview, revenues increased by 30% to almost 46 million euro now. That is in line with our expectations. EBIT was up 38% to 39 million euro. That's a little better than we expected, but the increase will decrease up to the end of the year because we keep our expectations with our EBIT. Net finance costs were lower, 35% with -17.7 million as expected, and EBT finally was up 110% to almost 30 million euro. The consolidated profit stood at 25.4 million euro, and the part of the group shareholders was 23.9 million euro. That was +166%. EPS stood at 1.39 euro by the first six months. As usual, the revenue bridge, we achieved in the first half-year of 2005 revenues of 35.2 million euro due to the Wetzlar Shopping Center, the Dessau and Main-Taunus-Zentrum, as well as Klagenfurt for the first time. We increased turnover by 11.1 million euro due to the sale of Etrembières. We had in the first six months 700,000 euro less turnover. The increase, the like-for-like growth in rents was +1% or 300,000 euro. So overall, for almost 46 million euro turnover. The EBIT bridge, there is no adjustment for the first time, no currency adjustment because we decided to take the fair market value for the Page property already to include it in the local for rent financial statement. And for that reason, we had to move the currency result that was due to the valuation of the long-term liabilities into the valuation result and also reconcile prior year figures. Nevertheless, there are slight currency results still in the operating result that results from the valuation of the current assets and liabilities, and that is still included in these figures but will be treated as part of the operating result and will not be adjusted anymore so that we won't have any further adjustments on the EBIT bridge in the future. Overall, EBIT increased by 10.8 million or 38% to 39 million, and there is an EBIT contribution from the sale of the shopping Etrembières of 500,000 euros. Net finance costs, as already mentioned, decreased by 4.6 million euro. That was due, first of all, to lower income from investments due to the inclusion of Main-Taunus-Zentrum in the consolidated figures, so that decreased by 1.8 million. We had slightly lower interest income, but most of the decrease is due to the new interest expenses from Wetzlar, from the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, from Klagenfurt, and in turn, lower interest expenses in the first six months due to the sale of Etrembières. Overall, the saldo is -2.7 million, so overall, the net finance cost stood at -17.7 million. Finally, coming to the profit bridge, we had, after adjustment of a valuation result of 0.7 million in 2005, we achieved 11.1 million euro profit after taxes in the first six months of 2005. The bridge to 2006 now is 6.2 million euro after taxes from valuation, 0.9 million is currency, the rest is Main-Taunus-Zentrum and Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum and Dessau, 3.5 million sales profit after taxes from the sale of Etrom due to dissolution of deferred taxes mainly. And the increase for the like-for-like business was 41% plus 4.6 million. Overall, 25.4 million profit after taxes. Short view on the balance sheet, there is no big movement. Total assets and liabilities increased by 30 million euro. On the asset side, there is a shift from liquidity into new investments, fixed non-current assets. On the liability side, we had a decrease on the equity side due to the dividend and lower minority equity share. The long-term debt increased mainly due to the inclusion of the Main-Taunus Centrum, and the deferred taxes and current liabilities decreased mainly due to the sale of Etrembières, where on the one side we dissolved all the deferred taxes we had on the balance sheet, and secondly we repaid a loan of 20 million euro with the sale of Etrembières. The P&L, there are the figures in details. Just one remark on the expense side, there is no big movement on there. That's why we haven't commented it so far at all. And you may see the taxes of minus 4.1 million. That is much lower if you take the percentage on EBT, but that is due to the dissolution of the deferred taxes in Etrembières, the tax saving in Etrembières. Coming to the forecast, we confirm our goals. So we still expect that revenues will increase at least by 26%. 50% of it is already achieved. On the EBIT side, we still stick to our forecast that EBIT will increase by at least 23%. And the profit before taxes and before valuation result will at least increase by 15% to 37 to 40 million. The pre-tax profit before valuation result after 6 months was 21.4 million, so a little bit more than 50% is already in our books. But with these figures, we think after 6 months, we are on a good way to achieve our goals for 2006. Perhaps a little surprise for one of the other of you was our yesterday evening announcement that we achieved another goal for 2005, for 2006 on the investment side. We acquired a shareholding in the Galeria Baltica in Gdansk and Poland, and I would like to present to you this investment because we are very proud of it that we were able to acquire it. Here you can see a computer simulation how this shopping center will look like by the end of 2007, and on the next slide you can see how it looks like in early July. As you can saw from these photos, construction started with a project that started in May 2006. The grand opening is planned for autumn 2007. 47,100 square meter will be the leasable space of this shopping center with approximately 190 shops. Already more than 80% of the space is already pre-let long-term to well-known international retailers. The catchment area of the shopping center amounts to 1.2 million people with a purchasing power that is 20% above the Polish average. The Galeria Bałtycka will be the 16th shopping center in our portfolio, and we were also able with this investment to increase our foreign investment ratio now to 18%. You know that our target is up to 25% by the end of 2005. We had 13% international investments, and due to the sale of Etrembières that decreased already to 10%, now it increased again to 18%, and if we are successful in selling the Italian property, it will again decrease to 16%. So where is Gdansk located? Very up north in Poland at the Baltic Sea. There are rather long distances to other larger cities. Gdansk itself has about 460 people living there, but it is a so-called tri-city. There are three cities linked to each other, that is Gdansk, Sopot and Gdynia, with overall 800,000 people living there, plus 60,000 students. The shopping center, the red dot on this slide, is located in a dense area with 100,000 people living in a 5 minutes distance. Almost 475,000 people live in a 15 minutes distance, and 800,000 people in a 30 minutes distance. But the total catchment area amounts, and that includes the 45 minutes driving zone, almost 1.2 million people. And remember, there is no other city where people can go to faster. The micro location, the red dot, you can see it is located directly at a major traffic intersection. It's a six-lane road, that is the road that goes from the lower right to the upper left, passing the site. That is a six-lane road that connects Gdansk, Sopot, and Gdynia. That's on the one side, and on the other side, the road that goes to the lower left from the intersection is the conjunction to the highway and the airport. At this intersection, 90,000 cars passes the site already per day today. On the other side, you see the green dot, that is a train station, and in front there is a bus hub with additional 50,000 people per day. The train that goes parallel to the Grunwaldska, the road that connects the three cities, is seen as one of the most frequent used trains in Poland. If we go a little closer on the public transportation side, that is really excellent, that location. There are 21 bus lines passing the site and the bus hub, plus two tram lines that are the red dotted lines on the slide. There are two tram lines with stops around the shopping center. So overall, we believe that this location perfectly fits into our portfolio and can be seen as a top location. And we are proud of it because it shows perfectly what we understand if we talk about prime shopping centers for Deutsche EuroShop. The layout is a little similar to the one we have at the Phoenix Center here in Hamburg with a triangle mall. There will be three level of retail plus two level of parking on top of the building with around 1,000 parking lots. And that is a computer simulation that gives you an impression of the interior design of the mall by the end of next year. So you will certainly be interested in the financial details also of this transaction. We acquire, as already mentioned, a 74% shareholding in this shopping center. The remaining shares, 26%, are with two families represented by ECE. The total investment volume amounts to 160.5 million euro. Our share of that is 123.3 million euro, and the share of the third parties, the 26%, is 37.2 million, so 160 million euro will affect our financial statements either on the balance sheet side or on the P&L side, because we have to include that, consolidate that by 100% in our books. The financing, as usual, rather conservative, 47% equity, 53% debt. The debt has been already concluded at very favorable rates, around 45 basis points below market level, 10 years fixed interest. We expect from the project rents per year of 11.3 million from 2008, and part of it already for one quarter in 2007. And the initial yield stays at 6.8%, and we expect a return on equity of 8%. Finally, some photos from Gdansk to encourage you to visit not only the site but also Gdansk, because it is one of the most beautiful cities I personally have seen. And that's my last comment on the half-year results. Thank you for listening, and I'm happy to answer your questions now.
Q&A mode is now enabled.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. In case you want to cancel your question, press 7 again. Please press 7 now to state your questions. The first question comes from Mr. André Remke from HVB. Mr. Remke, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Berger. Congratulations to the new center. A question regarding the new center, of course. Is it possible to split up the investment cost for the center between 06 and 07? And what will be the P&L effect or P&L expenses already to book in 06? And the last question to the new center, are there any other existing or planned center already in your mentioned catchment area?
To answer the first question, I'm not able to give you this split up yet because I need the interim statement for the current financial year of the company that owns the where we bought this shareholding. So the SPV needs to make an interim statement by the 15th of August. That is the transaction date. And if I get these numbers, I can give you the split up because that very much depends on the outcome of that. Regarding other shopping centers, of course, there are other shopping centers. I've visited them all. That is mainly hypermarket-driven shopping centers. There's one at the edge of Gdynia, a smaller one that is a little like this, but very much smaller. So there's not a real competition on that side. And the inner city of Gdansk, you saw that from the photos, is a very ancient middle-aged city. There is no possibility for modern retail. So this is we are convinced that this will become the number one location for retail in the whole area.
Okay, thank you. And then, of course, it always depends on opportunities. However, are there any other projects in the pipeline at the moment, or should we not expect further investments this year because you have already fulfilled your investment guidance? Okay, but can we expect more for this year? And last point is maybe can you give us an update on Italy? Can we expect the disposal this year?
Well, regarding new investments, well, I like to surprise you and myself at the same time. If we talked about that the last time 3 months ago, and this shopping center was not in my mind at all at that time. It came on the table, and we decided to do that. We stick to our opportunity-taking strategy. The right project must come at the right time, and then we take it. And it is really definitely not possible to plan that. So the answer, you gave the answer yourself. I would love to give you an indication for that, but perhaps we will be successful again in 2006, but you know, there is no need for that. If the right location comes, we take it. Regarding Italy, yes, we start with the marketing of the Italian shopping center now after the Italian summer vacation in September. We prepared all that. And from today's perspective, that should be executed by the end of the year.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Mr. Simon Remke from Kempen & Company. Mr. Remke, please go ahead with your question.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much. I have a question actually on the acquisition as well. You stated the initial yield on the acquisition is 6.8%. Is that based on the calculation of 80% pre-let, or is that when the center is fully let?
That's fully let.
Fully let. Okay, thank you. And about the first half of year results, the revaluation result is quite an improvement compared to first half year of 2005. What is your expectation on that for the second half, so for full year 2006?
Well, that is the reason why we achieved that kind of revaluation result in the first half year. It's not really an improvement towards 2005 because there are two one-off effects included, which generally won't come up because we revalue the shopping centers still only once a year in the fourth quarter. But these two effects result from including the Main-Taunus-Zentrum into our figures. So we to dissolved hidden reserves when we took up the when we got into consolidation. Secondly, we increased our shareholding in the Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, and we purchased these shares at a lower price than the NAV that was already reflected in our books. So we dissolved, we had this hidden reserve, we bought a hidden reserve on that. So that is on the one side that, and finally, the currency valuation result from the inclusion of the Pecs property in the local for rent financial statement resulted in a valuation gain from the currency valuation after taxes of 0.9 million. So that are more or less one-off effects. The real revaluation result will come up as usual only in the fourth quarter.
Okay, you have any expectation on what this will be?
Definitely not. I don't even think about it. By the end of the year, I start thinking when we start with Ferry and GfK that they do their valuation process. But there, so many things can happen until the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's too early to really get a feeling. I don't have any indication that it will be very negative.
Okay, thank you. You said that you have a approximately 1% like-for-like rental growth in your portfolio. Is that going to be in line with the expectation for full year 2006?
Well, if you look up the numbers last year, we also had by the first 6 months a 1% plus on a like-for-like basis. That is very much in line with expectation, yes, but it also very much depends on the inflation rate, because you know, the inflation rate must move a certain number percentage, and if that happens in the first half year, we get an increase in rent. If it only happens in the second half year, we get then an increase in rent, so that is not totally manageable or plannable. And on the other side, the effect from turnover rents always comes only in the fourth quarter in most of the cases where the tenants pay turnover rent. So overall, we had last year 3.8% like-for-like growth, but that came all up in the last quarter.
Okay. Final question, a bit of a technical question maybe. You said the foreign investments now contribute for or add up to 18% of your portfolio. Which part of that is Central European investments?
Well, including the Galleria Baltica is, just let me. Should be 11%.
Okay. And that is in value?
In value, yeah.
And in rental contribution?
Well, sorry, I don't have the figure now.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Thank you. That was the final question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Mr. Sven Hinz from Berenberg Bank. Mr. Hinz, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, also from my side, congratulations. Just two quick questions. The first one is regarding the revaluation in 2008 for this newly acquired shopping center. Now, you stated that the initial yield would be 6.8%, so we should assume an acquisition multiple of some 14.7. If you compare this to what Ferry usually applies as a multiple to your shopping centers, how much potential do you see for 2008 for the revaluation? So that would be the first question. No, like-for-like was just asked, so that's fine.
Okay. Well, that is also, it also depends a little on the interim statement, because there are investment costs. You know, there are always investment costs that are charged directly to P&L, but if they already arose, they are reflected in the interim statement, which we acquire with this acquisition. So this will not go through P&L in 06 and 07. So to give you an indication for that, I also need this interim statement. Sorry, to give you only this preliminary answer. so far.
But ballpark number would be at least double-digit million, right?
Sorry?
Ballpark number should be at least double-digit million.
For the revaluation of this?
Yeah.
No, I don't see that. I don't see that because I think the price is already a compared to what Ferry at least is a good price. That may that there may be an uplift again in 2006 and 7 for Poland, but I don't see a double digit number. No.
Okay. For.
Don't be always too enthusiastic. If it comes out, it's nice, but...
Sure, no, we try to be realistic here, of course.
Stick to our conservative valuation, please.
No, that's perfect, that's perfect. Actually, just one other question. Now, in your email that you sent around, you stated that your shopping centers have now a market value of 2.3 billion.
Yeah.
But this is not the stake that you have,
no,
right?
That is 100% of all. That is
okay, perfect.
Like the numbers, asset management, asset... always give out its asset under management.
Okay.
0.3 billion.
Okay, perfect. Can you maybe then just give us a brief feeling of the rent that you would like to achieve in 2008? So that's then just simply the 6.8% on the total.
No, we achieve we achieve 11.3 million.
Okay, perfect.
That is in 2008.
Okay, perfect. And then minorities kick in. Okay, perfect.
Well,
thanks.
The minorities are included in this figure, and they get part of the profit.
Okay, yeah, very good. That's understood. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Bernd Stahli from Merrill Lynch. Mr. Stahli, please go ahead with your question.
Good morning. Quick question, two questions. Am I right to think that Klagenfurt has not been revalued in the first half?
Sorry, could you repeat that? That Klagenfurt is what?
Not revalued in the first half.
No, that's right. That will be valued for the first time this year. So in the last quarter.
As always. Okay.
It's a turnover results from the tenants. Otherwise, we are not able to do the valuation. The valuation process that really much depends on the turnover outcome of the single tenants.
Understood. Secondly. How difficult is it that you're looking to acquire into shopping centers without a hypermarket? What is the anchor in your new acquisition? What is the driver? What makes people go there?
Well, what makes people go there? There will be an electronic market.
Mm-hmm.
Will be a huge fashion store, and not only one, three larger, very internationally well-known fashion stores. And there will be a supermarket, a food court, etc. It will be the fashion center in that area, and there is a huge lack for that. We see that it works terribly good in our Wroclaw property.
But typically, would you prefer to have hypermarket anchor in these sort of centers?
No.
No.
No. We don't believe that this type of retail will really survive long term in that format they work in, and there are already so many also in the Gdansk area because all the big hypermarket chains came rather early to Poland, and they built their hypermarkets there, big boxes with some shops. They also call it a shopping center. And there is no room for another hypermarket in this area.
Understood. Rental contracts in Poland are in euros.
Mm-hmm.
The payment you're making is in euros.
Well, the payment finally is affected in zloty.
Yeah.
But it's the same like in Hungary. But the tenant receives monthly a new invoice depending on the exchange rate.
Yeah.
And if he has paid his rent into zloty, we immediately exchange it into euro.
So there will be minimal exchange rate issues.
There is a minimum exchange risk, yeah.
Understood. The 45 basis point you said was under. Am I right to think it's over the 10-year bond?
No, well, it is 45 basis points below market level. If we had to finance this today,
Yeah.
Current market level, we would pay 45 basis points more than this loan we took up.
And the spread over, you've taken out a loan in Germany?
There's a spread of 85 basis points for that.
Okay. Perfect. Good. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions, so I'd like to repeat for all of you, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Mr. Serge Demirjian from Aurel Levin. Mr. Demirjian, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good morning. In fact, I had three questions. I was wondering if the equity ratio communicated in the press release includes the new investments. First question, can you give us maybe a first an approximate selling price you expect on the Italian shopping centers? And then do you have an NAV calculation for the first half? I'm calculating 44.5 euros. Is it the same for you? Thank you.
Well, the Italian shopping center, well, the selling price from today's perspective will be somewhere between 40 and 45 million euro.
Mm-hmm.
And the NAV, if you look up our balance sheet, because that is fine from the balance sheet, and take the equity plus with interest to come up with 45.28 euro. That is lowered than
okay.
by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. We paid the dividend on the one side. We also paid taxes for the sale of for the sale of France, so that there was a cash out. Overall, it's now 45.28.
So, okay. And the equity ratio.
Excuse me?
The question concerning the equity ratio, does it...
ratio is 48%, I think.
Yes, it's what is mentioned, but does it include the new investment in Poland?
No, not at all. That
okay.
becomes effective only in the third quarter.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The next question comes from Mr. George Canders from West LB. Mr. Canders, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Berger. Still a question on the new acquisition is, when you talk about this investment of 123 million, what part will already be paid in 2006?
Yeah, well, that was the question of Mr. Remke in the first place, and I'm sorry to say that I can't give the split up so far because I need the interim statement, which will be done these days by August 15th. And then I can give you a split up between 2006 and 2007, and also what becomes P&L effective and what comes balance sheet effective.
So, but is it right to assume that you pay also a part for the development already done?
Yes, of course. We will pay immediately almost 50 million euro for that.
Yeah, that was the question.
That will be paid immediately.
Yeah. Okay. that was the question.
Okay. Sorry.
The next question comes from Mr. Irinius Stanislav from HSBC. Mr. Stanislav, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good morning. Here's Irenaeus, Stanislavic speaking. I have a question about the acquisition first. How much of the 123 million will be activated in the books and how much will be expensed?
I answered this. I can't say that now because I need the interim statement because some investment costs are treated as expenses in the P&L, but if they have already arisen by August 15th, they will not go through P&L anymore as operating expenses. So I don't know the status that is in preparation now, and in 2 weeks I will be able to answer this question.
Okay.
I have these numbers right now.
Okay, this other question is the expected, maybe also can answer it at the moment, but would it be okay to estimate that the maintenance expenses in percent of property revenues from the center in Gdansk will be also at the same level like at the other centers at 30.5%?
Yeah.
Okay. And could you give us an average expected rent per square meter of the center?
It's slightly above 20 euro.
Okay. Close to your center, Galeria Bałtycka, there is a center opened 2 years ago, Manhattan, which is located at the same street, quite close. Do you think that's the major competition for your center in Danzig?
I don't know whether you ever visited that. It's well, it's an office building, and somebody tried to do, somebody built an office building and put in retail. There are still shops that have never been let. You can see that there are a number of insolvencies in that, and this is nothing that works at all.
Okay.
It's not attractive. I know that it's almost 600-700 meters away, and it's really a pity that this was built at this location.
Okay.
Money.
Will there be a cinema, for example, in the center in Gdansk? A cinema? Do you plan to build a... No?
No.
Okay. And one question regarding this slide 2. I missed the first couple of minutes of the call. On page 10, the expense property operating and management cost, which was 6.5 million in first half.
Mm-hmm.
In first quarter, it was 3.5 million, and second was 3 million. I thought that this would go up due to the opening of the new centers.
That's right. The new centers went up, but we had in 05, we had in 05 in the first 6 months a provision for maintenance of 800,000 euro for the Etrembières shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
And that provision was dissolved by the end of 2005 again, because we knew at that time that we will sell the property as it is.
Okay.
And that was that why the increase is not as you may have expected it and as I may have expected it. That's why I said in the first on the second slide that it was above expectation. We forgot about that. When we saw that deviation that was only 400,000 euros, we said that can't be possible. And then we looked what happened last year, and we we saw, yes, the 800,000 euro provision for Etrembières was expensed, went through P&L in the first half, and that is the main reason.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That,
yeah, you're welcome.
The next question comes from Mr. Kai Klose from Salomon Oppenheim. Mr. Klose, please go ahead with your question.
Good morning, Mr. Böge. I have a question on the German portfolio. When you released the figures for the full year 2005, you mentioned that there were some problems with a large tenant in a German mall, and that some news might come up and how these problems will be solved. So are these problems solved, first question? And second question, what is your strategy with the German malls? We see currently the strong investment markets. Do you think that you may sell some malls in Germany, or a counter move might increase the space in that malls?
Well, to answer the second question, no, we won't sell any German property. We don't solve problems. We create problems, because then we have got the cash and the others have got the investments. We have got all the same problems to find the right properties, and there's no reason to sell them at all. Apart from the tax reasons, you know, we wouldn't do it anyway. Regarding the property, or your first question regarding the property that is that had some problems, yes, I'm able to say it is Wolfsburg now, because the problem has been solved. But we have got the new tenants. They will start there by the end of October. It is now there's a refurbishment underway in the basement of the shopping center, and the two large anchor tenants was the electronic market Promarkt and the Intermarché moved out, and two others will get in, but the names of this is not yet official. That will be announced by ECE within the next days, and they have we agreed that they will announce it and not us, because they know the sentiments in the Wolfsburg area regarding these new tenants.
Okay.
The best solution we could expect for this, and it's the solution we wanted to have in the first place 5 years ago, when we opened the shopping center, and at that time we were not able to get these two tenants.
Okay. And one other question regarding the acquisition in Poland. Did you buy it via a bidding process or?
No.
Okay.
No.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
The next question comes from Mr. Sven Hinz from Berenberg Bank. Mr. Hinz, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, it's also regarding Wolfsburg now. You had to take a charge of some 8 million in the revaluation, if I'm correct, for 2005. So given that these new tenants come in quite late in the year, will you still be able to then positively contribute to the revaluation result?
Well,
or will it be in...
Well, there will be an investment that is charged to the valuation result of about 2 million for this proper, for this refurbishment. But it was 6.5 million last year. The minus the revaluation of that, and I expect that after opening of the new tenants, that we will see most of it as a revaluation result in 06.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
You're welcome.
There are no further questions.
Okay, and thank you very much for listening, and have a nice weekend. Bye bye.